go bankrupt pretty quickly. And this meant copying business down to tiny little things like having a logo for our group, because we thought we ought to be recognisable by people that we approached for money. I'm talking on average of asking for £500,000 for an expedition. And sometimes they're inclined to say no, which obviously is embarrassing, it's a waste of time, it's bad for the morale. So what we try and do is to make sure they don't say no by doing lots of work on them and knowing what's likely to be what they want in order to get in return for what they give us in the first place. So we work it all out in a very careful, predatorial fashion. Some people stick out as likely targets. I mean, without being personal, obviously James Dyson sounds like a good one. When that stage comes about, it's better if they know something about you. That's why you need to have a sort of logo which they can connect, having seen before on expeditions that have been promoted in the press. So we decided it ought to be a logo based upon a symbol of a national flag, because it's generally agreed that that brings emotion into people's hearts, seeing a flag. Unfortunately, because our group came from 9 different countries, they each seemed to think it ought to be based on their particular flag, which of course it couldn't be. So what I did on that occasion was I put it to the vote democratically, which is something I normally avoid doing at all costs.